So the big question is this. How are gigging musicians like us, who don't make any money streaming, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we treat our music careers as online businesses in a way that lets us get our music and the things we believe in out to the world, yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jared Judge, and welcome to the Gigging Musician Podcast.
What's up, gigging pros? It's Jared, and welcome back to another episode of the Gigging Musician Podcast. I am on my way back from the first night of a two-night gig at December Delights, which is kind of a Christmas village here in Denver that I was invited to play electric violin for. In fact, I wasn't just invited. I made this gig happen because that's what we do here on the Gigging Musician Podcast is we make gigs happen. We don't just wait for them to happen. So, to recap, if you have not listened to my episode on nonprofit gigs, you know, this was a nonprofit gig. It was run by 4 Mile Historic Park, which is a nonprofit in Denver. Super cool park. I'll do kind of a gig recap on this episode and share with you how I got this gig and how I've already leveraged this gig. Because super interesting story, and I'm exhausted. It was so much fun. To recap the strategy of how I got this gig, my strategy for nonprofits is first I plant gig seeds and then I harvest gig crops. And so this was a gig seed that I planted by reaching out to different nonprofits in the Denver area because I am a new musician to the Denver area and I want to quickly get into the corporate and nonprofit event world, which I'm well on my way to doing. And so I reached out to a bunch of them. I did a little bit of research, found some upcoming nonprofit events, and this specific event was one of those. I think I found this one on Eventbrite. So Eventbrite is a great source to find nonprofit events that are coming up. And because I don't have a following around here and nobody knows who I am because I literally just moved 3 months ago, I wanted to plant gig seeds. And the way I did that was by volunteering my services. I don't recommend volunteering for every gig because that's not a viable way to make money from your music, but it is a viable way of shortcutting your career. You know, it's a viable way of shortcutting getting people to know that you exist and getting people to hear you play, which is a key component of, you know, building a name for yourself in a new city. Plus, there are so many other opportunities when you get to play for one of these events of just maximizing it. So one of the ways that I maximized this gig, let me tell you about the gig first, then I'll go into that. So I reached out and said, hey, I'm a electric violinist, here are a couple of videos. And I actually sent them the video I took from that nonprofit gig I played a couple episodes ago and said, if you're interested, I'd love to volunteer my services. And they said, yes, we would love to have you both weekends of our event, 2 days each weekend. And I chatted with my wife and we were like, that's just too much. We want some family time, you know, Christmas is coming up. So let's do one weekend. And so I got back to them saying, hey, one weekend, let's do the first weekend, December 7th and 8th. I think, no, 9th and 10th. Dates are hard. So I said, yeah, I could do December 9th and 10th. Does that work for you? And they said, yes, we would love to have you and we'll promote you on our socials and our website. And we're doing press releases. So we'll put your name on our press releases too. Already got some exposure from that. Not just regular exposure, but like private event exposure, which I love. All right, so we had a meeting to confirm the dates, which I talked about a couple episodes ago. Confirmed the setup, and then today rolls around. I load in about an hour before the gig starts, and it's an amazing location for a gig. I'm going to post a bunch of these to my social media. So if you're not following me, follow me on Instagram at Jared Judge. Or follow me on my Extreme Strings TikTok. It's just Extreme Strings. And I'll post some photos and videos that I got tonight. So they put me in the 4 Mile House, which I had no idea that this was a thing. But apparently it is the oldest standing house in Denver, possibly even Colorado. I'm not sure about that last fact. And so it was built in the 1850s. And it is literally 4 miles away from Denver. Really old-fashioned house, old-fashioned decorations, like it's all authentic from the time period. And they actually put me behind one of those like red velvet ropes. So I was actually a part of the display. It was a museum. So I was part of that display playing Christmas music from 4:30 to 8:30. And so, yeah, I get to the gig, I load in, set up, get introduced to the volunteers that are around me. And then I, next thing I do to maximize my gig is I brought my DSLR camera. If you don't have a DSLR, use your phone, set it up on a tripod or even a music stand and record everything. You know, listen back to my episode called Record Everything, because you just never know what kind of footage you're going to get. And each footage, like each movie you take of yourself, is just going to be better and better. And you'll get some amazing things to put on your website and your social media. So I set up my camera and hit record, and then just started playing an hour of Christmas music times four. So I repeated my set four times. It was actually three, because they closed this part of the museum that I was in a half hour early, so I didn't play my full fourth set. So yeah, I played. The volunteers there were like just in awe, because, you know, being right next to a live musician is really cool for non-musicians. So that's another thing, by the way, is like, don't take what you do for granted. Like, you do amazing work by being a live musician, and people appreciate it more than you actually realize. So don't discredit what you do, because, you know, even if you think that you're not great, people still love it and are just fascinated by it. So I had like a little fan club of these, you know, older ladies who were just kind of geeking out, saying, oh, you know, you remind me of my grandpa. Well, not my grandpa, but, you know, he had a violin and he would play, which was really sweet. I appreciated my little fan club. And I brought business cards. I brought like a huge stack of them, and I set them out on the tables around me. And then what happened was my little fan club of volunteers started handing out my business cards for me without me asking, which was kind of cool. And so all these people that would come in, they brought their families, and some of them, you know, were definitely the ripe age for getting married, which I love playing weddings. And these ladies were just handing my business cards to pretty much every person that walked in the door. So that was super cool. And then at the end of the night, the person who organized the event, who also happens to be a major corporate event planner, she runs like a big corporate event planning company, she came and like listened in for a couple songs and just thanked me for everything that I did, said it sounded awesome, and she's excited for tomorrow because I'm playing again tomorrow. So this episode's going to be pretty short just because I wanted to do a gig recap. But to recap the ways that I leveraged this gig, one was just by being present and like reaching out to these people. They now know that I exist, especially that corporate event planner. That's going to be a key contact for me. Second way was by bringing my camera and recording myself playing. I recorded two sets because I don't know which take is going to sound better. And then the third way is by bringing my big stack of business cards and handing them out, and also having my fan club hand those out too. By the way, the fourth way that I leveraged this was by last night, my wife, who is the lead web designer for Full Time Music Academy, she and I spent a couple hours together and launched the first draft of the Extreme Strings website. So if you go to extremestrings.com, you'll see a very fresh website. The paint is still not dry, you know, metaphorically speaking. And yeah, we're going to be adding more pages to it. Right now, we just launched a homepage and a videos page, along with a way to contact me. So I'll talk more about the structure of that website, because that's a whole nother concept. But that was the fourth way that we leveraged this particular gig, was by having a website ready for those people who visit the website on the business card that we hand out. So much fun playing Christmas tunes. I love Christmas. I love Christmas music. And I know some of you don't, and that's totally okay. I do, and there's also a lot of money to be made playing Christmas music, so I'm more than happy to do it. Well, thanks for tuning in for a gig recap special episode of the Gig a Musician podcast. I'm super tired. I'm going to go home and pass out, but I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of the Gig a Musician podcast, and remember, you are just one gig away.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Gigging Musician Podcast. If you liked this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and tag me and post on Instagram, letting me know what you liked about this episode and let me know what you would like to hear in future episodes. That will help me serve you better. Also, I would love to invite you to my upcoming 5-day full-time music challenge. Just give me 5 short days and I will show you a step-by-step plan to make real consistent income with your music. It's totally free and you can register on fulltimemusicchallenge.com. That's fulltime, one word, no dash in between, fulltimemusicchallenge.com. Thanks again and I hope to see you in my next challenge.